Last week, New Jersey voted overwhelmingly on a constitutional amendment to make recreational marijuana legal. But it could take a while before you can actually walk into a dispensary and buy some cannabis for personal use. That's because there's a lot left to iron out. Lawmakers still have to figure out what legalization will look like and who will benefit from it. So how did New Jersey legalize? And why do some cannabis activists say it still isn't enough? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. I spoke to reporter Sam Wood about it.
I cover cannabis for the Philadelphia Inquirer, mostly focusing on the intersection of power and money.
New Jersey voted and approved a constitutional amendment last week to legalize recreational marijuana. What kind of margin did it pass by?
It was big. About 67% of New Jerseyans voted yes. And people say that, you know, if there was one decisive winner on Election Day, it was marijuana. New Jersey was one of four states that legalized it, the others being Arizona, South Dakota, and Montana. I mean, it's a pretty big deal because it's the first state in the Mid-Atlantic region to legalize for adults. New Jersey has had medical use since, well, ostensibly since 2010, but it's been a pretty anemic program. This, some analysts are saying, could lead to a market valued at $2 billion with a lot of potential tax revenue for New Jersey. And it's also likely that criminal arrests for marijuana will be seriously curtailed.
So, Sam, how did we get to this point? Because I know that New Jersey has been talking about legalizing recreational weed for a long time.
Governor Phil Murphy actually ran on legalizing marijuana for adult recreational use in 2017. And the reason was is that it seemed to make a lot of sense in generating tax revenue and also for criminal justice reform.
The current drug policy regime has stifled opportunity and economic development. It has helped us to achieve the dubious distinction of having the widest black-white disparity in incarceration in the entire United States, a staggering 12 to 1.
Last year, there was a bill in the legislature sponsored by Senate President Steve Sweeney to legalize it, and that would have legalized personal use and created a cannabis control commission to make regulatory rules and approve licenses for businesses to sell. And it also would have decriminalized and wiped criminal records for low-level marijuana convictions. But Sweeney ultimately had to yank the bill when he realized he was about 5 votes short in the assembly to get it to pass.
So there were opponents to the bill.
Yeah, there were some lawmakers who weren't exactly excited about it.
Somebody said it would be good for tourism. Shame on us if that's how we want to bring tourism in. Shame on us if that's how we want to make money.
There were definitely some lawmakers and members of the public who said legislation normalized the use of drugs, consider it a gateway to narcotics, thought decriminalizing sent a message to people that it's okay to use. And there was some talk about the potential of stone drivers creating peril on New Jersey highways.
So how did we get to this ballot question?
Well, there was enough support in the legislature to put the vote to the people of New Jersey. And partly the reason they did that was that there were certain legislators that did not want to be blamed for legalizing marijuana in the state. So with continued advocacy from people like Governor Murphy, this very active group of people kept hammering home the idea that it was not only good for revenues, but very good for the criminal justice reform.
Each of these ideals, social justice, economic justice, racial justice, criminal justice reform, and common sense, prevailed at the ballot box on Tuesday.
I live in New Jersey. Can I just buy weed now?
Not unless you're a medical marijuana patient. This amendment just sets up a structure for laws and regulations to be put in place. It could be months or even years before you're allowed to buy recreational marijuana. There's a lot of horse trading that has to happen between now and then.
So we don't really know what legalization will look like in New Jersey yet.
No, it's all an open book. There are a couple of different pathways that they can take. New Jersey can follow the Illinois model, which is called flipping the switch, where just the medical marijuana dispensaries as they exist now can also sell adult use recreational marijuana. But New Jersey has maybe 12 or 14 open dispensaries, which isn't nearly enough if they were all to convert to adult use to serve even the New Jersey public. There are quite a few people who are pushing for, smaller, less expensive permits so that more people can have a part of this new industry. So there will likely have to be another round of permitting to open additional stores. And given what we've seen in other states, if they go that route, this really could drag on for years.
So Sam, even with this amendment, can people still be charged with possessing marijuana?
Yes, absolutely. They can be charged with possession, and they could be for many months to come. All the amendment does is say that the state intends to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use. It doesn't actually do it right now. The Attorney General of New Jersey actually issued a warning this week saying that, look, if you engage in criminal conduct, you can be charged. And the amendment only legalizes regulated marijuana, not unregulated marijuana. So if you buy it from a non-approved source, you can still be charged.
So if you buy weed on the black market, or if you sell it on the black market with no official state license, that's still illegal. What about the people who are currently in jail for weed or who have it on their criminal record?
There is a bill for expungement of criminal records for possession of small amounts of marijuana. I think that just has to be put into effect. It has bipartisan support. I'm not sure why it hasn't been fully implemented yet.
When we come back,
I'm in my Rosa Parks mode right now as far as activism goes. I'm not getting off of this cannabis.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Sam Wood, who covers cannabis for the Philadelphia Inquirer, about New Jersey's new constitutional amendment that legalizes marijuana. So I'm sure you've talked to activists about this, Sam. What are they saying?
Yep, I've spoken to a bunch of them. One in particular I spent some time with before the actual vote is Ed Fortune, also known as NJ Weed Man.
I'm part owner of a restaurant, and I sell lots of marijuana.
Weed Man started his activism after he got arrested on a pretty major possession charge. He moved mass quantities of weed from the West Coast to the East. He was arrested in 1997, and when he got out, he said he was determined to help change the law. Currently, he is operating a shop, a storefront, right across from Trenton City Hall, where he sells 16 varieties of marijuana, and none of it's legal. On the Sunday that I visited his shop in Trenton, there was a Grateful Dead cover band in the backyard. There were about 50 people all told on the property. People were dancing to, Sugar Magnolia, and just lighting up in the backyard, passing bongs around.
It sounds like a throwback to the 70s or something.
Yeah, the 70s or maybe even the 60s.
People think they stepped out of Trenton and ended up in the Grill, Jamaica.
You know, his shop is about as antithetical to, you know, the clean corporate cannabis businesses as you'll find. It looks like an old head shop. There are Bob Marley and Jimi Hendrix posters on the wall, big jars of bud. It's a little bit dank, but it's very brightly lit. He's got all kinds of edibles for sale.
Cookies and baked goods and gummies.
You know, his selection is much bigger than any of the legal dispensaries in the state. It's fascinating.
And so you say that his shop is right down the street from the State House?
It's down the street from the State House, and it's right across from Trenton City Hall.
I'm surrounded by all these government buildings and federal buildings, and the people who walk past here are federal workers and state workers and county workers. I'm in the heart of the state capitol.
He's openly defying prosecutors and police to come in and shut him down.
Prosecutors have come at me. City police chief came at me. Different state officials came at me. And most of them are all gone. I'm still here, and I'm still selling weed. Selling weed like I'm white.
He really believes that he's on the side of history and justice.
I'm in my Rosa Parks mode right now as far as activism goes. I'm not getting off of this can of bus.
So what does he have to say about New Jersey legalizing marijuana?
He actually voted no on the ballot question.
Wow. Why'd he vote no?
Well, because the way things are currently set up, Fortune and other activists and, you know, smaller, what they call the traditional market dealers, say the new system isn't going to be accessible for people like him. People of color who have been arrested for engaging in this industry before it was legal.
I'm a felon. They're excluding all felons. You can't have, and I'm a felon for selling marijuana. Now, they're making it legal. White guys, I call them the Caucasian cannabis corporations, are going to be selling marijuana, and guys like me are still illegal. They're not making any provisions for guys like me.
He also says the deck is stacked in favor of big corporations or investors with deep pockets. And as this industry has evolved, the initial outlay of cash is huge. It can reach up to $1 million for a permit and zoning and the storefront. Most people just don't have that money. So according to Fortune, the financial barrier to even be considered for this license is just too damned high.
I'm curious about what We Men thinks that this enterprise should look like.
Well, he doesn't think it should look like the Walmart of weed. That's the phrase that he uses.
Legalize the existing industry, the existing black market. Legalize us.
He thinks that people who are current underground dealers, what they call the traditional market leaders, should have a chance to cash in on this, and it shouldn't just be bankers from Goldman Sachs.
Governor Murphy, he talks a good game publicly about social justice and this, that, and the other. He's blowing smoke up the bus of anybody who's willing to listen to that garbage, because he's not. He's excluding the victims of pot prohibition.
So, Sam, you've been covering cannabis for a long time. Just based on your reporting, do you think this new amendment is going to have the economic and social justice impact that Governor Murphy campaigned on?
There are a lot of people who are banking on that. You know, the tax revenues, the social justice benefits. The industry, I know, is salivating at the prospect of big profits here. And I know that the ACLU really believes that this will reduce encounters of the citizens of New Jersey with police. But how soon that will all take effect, nobody knows yet. Nobody knows.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for covering this issue and telling us about it.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Sam Wood. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Alex Dern, Kelsey Hansen, Sabrina Boyd Circa, Buffy Gorilla, and Malcolm Burnley, under the editorial direction of Ariella Cohen. We had editing help on this episode from Jeanette Woods. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and well, and we'll talk Thursday.